Chillax, a podcast you listen to this about talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast and a happy Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year. I'm hoping that you guys are enjoying your first day of Chinese New Year so far, or the exciting gambling games and good food as well, all the good snacks. Out of all the snacks, I really like the one that is like the fried piece of crunchy thing. Then you have all the peanuts on it. I'm not sure what's the name of it. I heard it's peanut cracker, but I'm not exactly sure the base of it is. Maybe it's just flour that is fried, right? But that is the best one so far that I've tasted. And the fried seaweed tempura, I really like that as well. I'm not really a fan of sweet stuff like love letters or even bak kwa. I don't really get it. But I know that, you know, during Chinese New Year, before it happens, people will queue up for the bak kwa, right? And the bak kwa is like, wow, everybody loves it. But for me, I just never really enjoyed it. Maybe it's just because it's sweet, savory, and salty. I don't really like to mix my flavors together. I prefer things to be just salty alone. Anyway, talking about Chinese New Year, right? Today, we're going to be talking about what are the most controversial opinions regarding Chinese New Year? So this is a question that was asked on the subreddit Ask Singapore. So if y'all didn't know, every time I would just come here to find some interesting topics to talk about, and these are topics that a lot of people are curious about. That's why they ask this question on this forum page, to try and get people's opinion. And it's always entertaining to see what other people have to say about Chinese New Year. What are their hot takes? So one of the most upvoted one is, this person says, not really a hot take, but gambling on the floor is tiring as fuck. And then the person replies, sign of old age. Then coffee table enters the room. Yeah, it's true, you know, I think since secondary school, I think it's a gradual thing. I remember in secondary school, I can sit on the floor for quite a while. But then when I got my back injury, it was a bit tougher to sit on the floor to gamble. And then as I grow older and older, you can notice that we no longer sit on the floor. It's just people will naturally gravitate towards the table and then we gamble on the table. But it's always nice, man. I think, you know, just like gambling alone is such a fun thing to do. And because it happens once a year, it's such a memorable experience, right? Where you win a lot of money. Or we lose a lot of money. I remember going to my friend's house and then we gamble with the father. And I don't know, man, is that something like a superstitions thing or luck or coincidence? The father won a lot of money because maybe something regarding like, oh, the father is the owner of the house or something. Then he has advantage, some supernatural advantage, right? He was like winning us like every single game. And he won like $100. Okay, we don't play a lot, to be honest. We don't play like 100, 200, 500, those very rich people. You know, when you see Instagram story, people like to share like all your rich friends. Then they bet like $50, $100 notes, that kind. We don't bet that kind. We bet like $5, $2, $1. And the father won $100, which is a lot of money. And end up, he just gave back us the money to buy petrol and have our friend send us back because our friend drove here, right? It was quite a memorable experience losing all of our money to him. And then I think another time is I got a royal flush. We were playing poker and was like, oh my god, so rare, man. Such a rare occasion, right? I mean, royal flush, what are the odds? It's very hard to get, right? If I'm not wrong. And that was like the only time I actually won significant amount of money. The rest of the time, right, I don't really earn a lot of money from gambling one. I always lose a lot. I'm too risk averse really, I feel. A lot of people, they're quite daring and they like to bet a lot. And then when they bet a lot, they can kind of make up their losses, right? So generally, my losses are a lot greater than my wins. And for a lot of popular games like blackjack, usually the banker has a kind of an advantage there because they can choose to open people's cards, right? So there's some sort of strategy elements there. But then for the player, the strategy is very limited. You just try and pray that you get a good hand. And then if your hand kind of sucks, it's like in the middle of nowhere, then it's very tough to win, right? Unless you try and bluff the banker and tell them, hey, I actually have a good hand. That's the most strategy that you can do. But aside from that, if you sway, then you lose money lah. The only time I actually win money in blackjack was when I was a banker. But then banker, you also lose a lot of money. Everybody just get like bad luck or all good hands. Then you just lose, you know, because if you get a bad hand, you can't compete against them, then you die lah. But when you win, you really win a lot. And I think that's how you generally win in the game, right? Or maybe I just act inexperienced. Besides bad luck, we also play like in between. I think in between is one of the easiest way to win a lot of money. And that is one of those games that I have the most success with, where it's very easy, alright? You just need to guess whether the next card will be in between the two cards, right? And that is quite straightforward, and you can play very safe. And usually buying is not that much. You can win a lot more because essentially you are leeching on all those people who are taking a lot of risk, right? Taking a lot of bet. When they see like, oh, what? 4 and 9. And then they think, oh, okay, 4 and 9 is quite a big range. Then they will bet and then they will lose, right? So usually it's those people that you are trying to take advantage of. And if you are kind of risk averse, generally you come out on top, you win a bit more. But sometimes you also need to know when to call and when to not call in between in this case. I always felt that I won more when I play in between, because it's quite straightforward, right? If you get ace king, then you just call already. Unless you damn sui. I usually see my friends, right, those that win the most, right, they are usually not extreme risk taker, but they are moderate. So when they see like 4 queens, then they will call for it. Generally, the odds are still pretty high and you can just win a lot of money through that. So gambling is pretty much an essential experience, right, of Chinese New Year. And without it, I don't think Chinese New Year is the same. You just go to your friend's house or your relative's house to talk. I mean, that's all, right? There's nothing much to do. Especially for distant relatives or relatives you hardly meet, or you only meet them once a year. Gambling kind of helps to... It provides like a cohesion social activity to bring you guys together and not talk about stupid stuff, right? Right? I mean, sometimes you don't even have anything to talk about. If they want to talk about something, they will ask you about all this sad stuff like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? Or are you married now? Do you have a house or whatever? All these things to remind you of your sad state of life. So best to play some games and ignore all these harsh realities. And the next most upvoted comment is this person that says, you should get 15 days of public holiday, please, government, thanks. Actually, in China, right, they have that long of a holiday for Chinese New Year. It's 2 weeks, if I'm not wrong. Similar to like your Japan, where they have the Golden Week thing, but this one is even longer for China. Sadly, in Singapore, I think maybe it's the government trying to be competitive. We don't get a lot of leave as compared to like our Western counterparts, because I work in a global company. Then all my Western colleagues, they get a lot of leave. They have what, agency closed down, they have 30 days kind of leave. 30 days is 1 month. 1 month of the year, you can take 1 month of the year off. What about us? All we get is what? 14 days minimum? Max, maybe 20 days you push a bit more, 20 something. But other than that, that is not a lot, man. If you look at the Chinese folks, okay, the Chinese folks also doesn't have it that good lah, I feel. I forgot how many public holidays they have. But my rough impression was that they only have this as the longest holiday. Yeah, Chinese New Year is about 2 weeks, right? You have other like 1 to 2 days holidays trickled down across the whole year. But they don't have that much of a different racial holidays because they are just one race, right? So they front load a lot of it in the first half of the year. At the end of the day, it might be slightly more than us, but it's not really distributed. I actually prefer like when it's distributed across the year. You at least have some breaks here and there. Hopefully, you know, maybe the government will consider. I don't think they will do so lah. If they add any more public holidays, right? Okay, the next comment. This person says, I think it's okay to not visit relatives that you don't contact for the other 364 days of the year. I mean, come on lah. Singapore is so small. And if we can't make an effort to meet each other on the other days, then I really don't think there's a need for me to go visit my relatives that I only meet once a year. We are probably closer to our friends or even colleagues than them, to be honest. I think it's true. It actually happens in my family. My parents visit this neighbor and this relative once a year, and in between the year, we don't really hang out. Maybe the reason is because you guys are close. You are close in terms of like blood related, but you are not that close. And it's more of a formality and more of a good thing to do. Our parents will catch up with their siblings once a year, which is nice to just kind of understand where they are. And sometimes people are busy. So the way this person is looking at it is very extreme. Like, why visit when you don't even hang out during the year, right? But maybe you can try and make effort. Maybe you can don't be passive. Instead, you are waiting for them to reach out to you. You can reach out to them and be the one that is trying to create a relationship there, right? Another thing is also, there's so many things happening in life, right? There's work, there's your own family, then there's a handful of your friends that you really trust, then you hang out with them, then at the end of the day, you don't really have much time, right? Where do you slot them in? And this results in this kind of situation where Chinese New Year is a good opportunity to catch up with these distant relatives that you still care, but you don't care enough to, or not you don't care enough, but you still care, but you don't have time to hang out with them, right? So that could be a justifiable reason, isn't it? Okay, so let's go down to the next comment. This person says, there is no reason to buy new clothes just for the sake of Chinese New Year. This dates back to olden days when people were poorer and may not able to afford new clothes. Hence, there started a tradition to dress new clothes to start new year because they didn't buy new clothes throughout most of the year. Now we aren't as poor to be able to buy new clothes once a year. This is an outdated tradition. I'm not quite sure lah. I think maybe it's true. This tradition came from this situation, right? But for me, I guess it's a good opportunity, you know, to buy new clothes. Because throughout the year, you don't really have a chance, right? Or maybe throughout the year, you really buy new clothes. Maybe it's just a guy talking. I mean, as a guy, I don't really buy a lot of clothes. I'm not very fashionable. I don't know, man. I think as a working adult now, I don't buy any clothes at all. And even this Chinese New Year, I didn't buy anything. Partly it's COVID. COVID, no need to go out, right? There's no need for all these clothes. And now I'm working, there's also no opportunity because I don't have a... It's not just working. I think maybe to be very clear here, it's also I have no partner. So I'm not really hanging out with a girlfriend or whatever. So there's no need to dress nice. And I hang out with my friends, but we don't really go town that much anymore. There really isn't any reason to buy clothes, right? And I mean, at work, I just wear the same thing every day lor. I mean, I don't really try my best to dress nice because there really isn't anyone to impress. Maybe if I'm in a very young startup, a lot of young people, then I want to dress well and impress and maybe try and meet somebody there, right? But in my workplace, everybody is dating. They are generally on the older side where they have children really or they are married really. I don't know who to impress lah. But maybe that's a very narrow kind of viewpoint. You can kind of justify it the other way. Like you should at least try to look pleasant. Even though you know there's no young single people around to impress, you should still look nice and look presentable and it will give off a good impression. And maybe this will play into your annual review and people will kind of think better of you. Maybe these kind of subconscious factors plays into it. I'm not quite sure, but I guess you can argue it that way, right? And the last comment before I leave you guys be and go and enjoy your Chinese New Year is not being forced to meet relatives during CNY as a grown adult is the best part of adulthood. That's true, right? That's true. I think my family is quite relaxed here. We don't really go out anymore. Not being forced to meet relatives is nice. Then once I hit like university, right, or even army already, I just straight out said no, I'm not going to visit them. I don't even know these people. Okay, so the situation here is that we don't really have a family to visit, but my parents still do volunteering work at a temple, so they have like friends to, you know, hang out with during Chinese New Year to go and visit. And the situation is that I think in the first few years, right, when they start doing this volunteering, we actually go and visit their house, but then I don't know them at all. Like, I really don't know them. My father tried to explain the reasoning, but then it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter to me, right? They have a very close bond because, you know, you have some elderly there that really mentored my father and then he learned a lot. And there's an emotional connection. I gotta be honest here, okay? I respect that, but then I don't get this thing. So it doesn't matter for me, right? So why do I need to go? I mean, that's the whole point of view, right? So once I reach army or uni, I forgot when the period is. I just straight up said no. Because it doesn't matter, right? I mean, having autonomy is great. Having the choice to not visit people is awesome. I always kind of hated childhood because childhood just felt like obligations, constant obligations without any reasoning. And maybe it's just a parental thing. Like when you have your children do certain things, you need to explain the reason to them. You need to kind of like keep on reminding them that this is for a specific reason that makes sense. For me, it just never makes sense. Anything that I did that didn't make any sense at all. And reaching adulthood, having the power or the control to just say no is nice. Yeah, okay, anyway, that's all for today. I hope you guys have a good Chinese New Year. And if you have been listening to this podcast for quite some time and want to support this podcast, you can consider checking out the patreon.com/chillaxpodcast to support the podcast. For as cheap as a taping, you can get additional bonus episode per month. And all this money will go towards the video setup, the live stream, and even giving me more freedom to explore different contents and to have more time to focus on creating more episodes. So thank you all for listening and I will see you guys next week.